Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Friday evening, November 21st, and the weekend. I'm Matthew Passy. This time, ways to save on gift cards and how to ensure you never forget your store loyalty card. Part of your holiday shopping list probably includes gift cards for friends and family, and typically you get what you spend when it comes to purchasing them. But Lauren Lyons Cole, personal finance contributor to TheStreet.com, says you can actually save on gift cards by buying them at warehouse stores.
Costco or Sam's Club actually will offer sometimes a promotion. You might get a $20 gift card free if you spend $100 on gift cards. So that's a great way to make your holiday budget go a little further.
Or if you have a lot of loose change around, take it to a Coinstar machine and use that for the gift card.
To get cash, they charge you a fee. But if you're just going to get a gift card, there's actually no fee involved. So it's a good way to clear out your change and also, you know, to do it for free and not have to pay a fee.
There are also online marketplaces like CardPool.com and Raise.com that let you sell and exchange gift cards, sometimes for a discount. And maybe you'll receive a few gift cards this year. You can remove some of the hassles of dealing with them by digitizing them with an app called Gift. That's G-Y-F-T.
You've got a stack of plastic gift cards sitting around. You can just, you know, snap a picture with your smartphone, and the app will actually track the balances in all the stores. You can set alerts so you remind yourself when to use those gift cards so that you don't let them go to waste.
Again, that's Lauren Lyons Cole of TheStreet.com. As we continue, speaking of plastic, new apps to help you organize your store loyalty cards.
I'm Lex Friedman. I run my own business, so I know from experience, hiring new employees can be tough. Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites, and now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 50-plus job sites, including Craigslist, LinkedIn, and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 200,000 businesses. And right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. That's ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ. One more time, to try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/WSJ.
Tired of heading to a store and realizing you left that brand's loyalty card at home? Wall Street Journal's Charlie Wells says there are now a host of apps that can help you clean up your loyalty card clutter and ensure you always have them easily accessible.
They've got names like Keyring, Belly, CardStar, and Stamped. And they all kind of work in the same way, where essentially you sort of scan or enter information about your loyalty cards into these apps, and you can pull that app out when you're at the store and use that instead of the plastic cards.
Now, when you go to make a purchase, you pull out the phone and scan the barcode off the screen. You can also use Apple's Passbook or Google Wallet. These apps can really help organize your loyalty cards and ensure you always have them with you.
You have so many in your keychain, you have so many in your wallet, and you leave so many behind at home that, you know, you've got your phone with you at all times. That was a really big driver.
But keep in mind, you aren't the only one who benefits from constantly using these loyalty cards.
A lot of stores get some good customer data when people use loyalty cards, and this allows them to sort of target coupons, discounts, and other sorts of offers to frequent shoppers.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Matthew Passy for The Wall Street Journal.